the formation of fine particulate matter in the air. It's called PM2.5. As you know, cattle produce ammonia when they defecate and when they urinate. This is especially a big issue for big beef feedlots because there's a lot of ammonia coming off of those feedlots. And now under the Clean Air Act, ammonia is a precursor of this fine particle matter. So ammonia goes in the air, it mixes with other stuff, and it creates fine particle matter, which is regulated by the Clean Air Act. So there's a rulemaking that we commented on to try to kind of focus the EPA on not looking at animal agriculture to regulate under this, because the way it's designed is going to capture a lot of animal operations and it's going to create a lot of issues moving forward. So we're trying to do education for the agencies and comment and kind of keep them focused on what they need to do and not kind of reach out to these other animal ag, which has also historically not been regulated under the Clean Air Act. We want to keep it that way.
And Yeager says part of the issue is how do you deal with it?
If the EPA were to come out tomorrow and say, hey, feedlots, you guys need to stop this ammonia from coming off your feedlots, what are they going to do? And do we have technologies or management practices that can fix that? I don't know that we do right now. So there's the issue of, well, if you're going to regulate it, you need to have a solution to make sure that whatever you regulate is going to actually be economically viable and also going to produce the outcome that you want. And I don't know that EPA has looked that far into the future yet.